Hello, this is Dave Lozinski from davidlozinski.com, and this is the Balanced Bond Meditation. And if you haven't already read the description for the purpose of this Balanced Bond Meditation, please do so now. And now we will begin the meditation. So like most meditations, I want you to start by sitting comfortably. This can be in a chair, slightly leaning back, maybe even putting your feet up or leaving them down is fine too, but getting into what we might call a comfortable sit. And once you are comfortable, close your eyes, take a nice big deep breath in, and just let it go. And sit in silence for a moment, and if you feel like another big deep breath or two would be helpful in getting you ready to meditate, then go for it. And after your second or third deep breath, again, just sit quietly. Good. We are now going to balance an energetic bond that we have between ourselves and another person in our life. This is very helpful for not only understanding the energy flow between you and another person, but it also is going to be a way to heal or bring better balance to that energy flow between you and another person. So start by taking your attention downward. Your eyes will stay closed for this whole meditation, but taking your inner attention downward into the area just below your belly button and above the pelvis, so the upper pelvis region. This is known as the second chakra energetic region in our body, and very much has a lot to do with connections and emotions and sensations within our relationships. And the first thing I'd like you to do as your attention falls into this area is just take notice of any information, any color, or any other type of experience, including just darkness or nothingness, that comes up when you're here. So not trying or purposely creating anything or being concerned or worried about what is or is not going to happen. Just going with the flow and checking in. And believing in your experience. Good. Now I want you to get a visual of this other person. This person who you're choosing to check in with and to experience the current connection and then, of course, make the energetic connection better. Visualize this person and see if you can notice the type of connection, the type of energy flow that is happening between your second chakra region below your belly button and theirs. What does it look like? What sort of emotions may come up? What do you experience when I ask you to see or feel or experience this bond that is currently happening between you and this person's second chakra energetic region? Take in any information that might be happening about the actual cord or connection between the two of you, or anything else happening within your radar, within this inner environment that you're noticing between you and this person. Just experiencing what is happening during this balanced bond meditation. What information can you absorb from what this connection looks like between the two of you? Is it imbalanced? Is it dirty? Is it clean? Is it heavy? Is it light? Does it seem to be leaning towards one person more than the other? Just taking in any information. Now, before we break free from this current imbalanced connection, we first want to establish a very special, powerful, and beautiful, and more balanced bond between you and this person. And that's going to be done using the figure eight, or infinity symbol. What I'd like you to do is begin to picture, to visualize, to mentally create that infinity symbol, that perfect flow of energy connecting your second chakra region below your belly button and theirs. Allow this connection, this figure eight, to be any color, or if you'd like to, create it as the color that is your favorite. But see it wrapping around their lower belly region, their upper pelvis, beautifully hugging it warmly, and coming around and then connecting with yours, and see if you can notice that clean, fresh, loving, warm flow of energy connecting the two of you. Healing as it connects and passes by your body, and then healing as it connects and passes around and through this other person's body, and just this flow, this never-ending flow. And just notice and observe. And notice and observe both the bond that you've created, but also, again, any other type of information that may be coming in to this experience or this visualization. For some of you, you may notice that as this bond flows, it actually might get stuck somewhere. It might not flow as nicely as you'd like it to, and notice how you can use intention to support the flowing of that energy through the barricade or through the block that it might have bumped into. Just a little bit longer, allowing this bond to take a strong but loving hold, a nice, fair, and balanced energy flow back and forth. Very good. Very good. Now that we've established a nice connection, a nice bond, a healthy bond between the two of you, let's now break, let's cut and release that cord or connection that you noticed beforehand when we first began the meditation. There are many different ways to do this. Some people use a visualization of scissors or a sword. Or you can picture the bond disintegrating. If you choose one of those, that is fine. I also like to call in sometimes a spiritual being that I believe in. Buddha or Jesus or Archangel Michael or Mother Teresa, Gandhi, whoever it might be for you. I ask you to call in that being or maybe a team of spiritual leaders that you believe in. Have them come in and sort of check things out first and make sure that that balanced bond we've created is healthy. And if you're having trouble visualizing this, just simply ask these beings to come in and support, and they will, whether you notice it or not. And after you've asked them to check out the balanced bond and just check out the situation and just being present, overlooking things the way a group of doctors might overlook a patient. Ask them to support you in breaking, cutting, destroying, or disintegrating the old, worn out, unhealthy cord. And then let them do it. Visualize this cord breaking the way you'd like to visualize it with them overlooking the process. Good. Good. Notice that once this old, unbalanced cord is broken, that the new, fresh, balanced bond is there, creating a healthier relationship, a healthier energy flow, a stronger and more balanced connection. And know that this work you did is very real, very healthy, and is supported by your divine team who has showed up to oversee things. Understand that this will have positive effects on your relationship. It may also shed the light on some aspects of this interpersonal relationship that still need to be changed. This balanced bond meditation can have huge positive effects on your life, on the other person's life, and on the relationship. But there may be a need to do this meditation more than once. So to finish today, start by quietly to yourself just thanking the spiritual beings that you may have called in for showing up and supporting. You may also want to say thank you to the energy of the other person involved. And thank you to yourself as well for being open to healing and improving this bond. And it's okay if you didn't talk to them in this physical world first. This is a healing. This will only make things better. Take a few purposeful breaths. Begin to take some deeper breaths as you wiggle your fingers and toes. Eyes are still closed, but you're slowly bringing your attention back to your physical body, back to the physical world. You're reawakening and coming back slowly. And then over the next 10 to 15 seconds, take your time to gradually and very slowly open your eyes. And I hope you enjoyed improving this energy flow. And I hope you enjoyed this meditation. For more free meditations and a lot of other free info, you can check out my website at davidlizinski.com. And have a great day.